Whoa, you are listening to KPFT Houston and 89.5 in Galveston. And now here's some new music from some rockin' babes right here to start out After Hours. Billy and Patty from their CD Ordinary Women. It's called Let Me Love You. And we'll be right back.
There's just something there I gotta taste. Can't break free, can't break through. What do I have to do to make you see and believe in me? And just let me love you, baby. I've been set you free, you know I can. I said let me love you, baby. Search for love again. The rain is gently falling outside my window, and it reminds me of you. Sometimes when I play my guitar late at night, I swear you can hear it too. I know this all sounds crazy, but everything I do for you. Can't break free, can't break through. What do I have to do to make you see and believe in me? And just let me love you, baby. I can set you free, you know I can. I said let me love you, baby. And you will never have to search for love again. You see, I've been down this road so many times. Somehow this just feels right. What do I have to do to make you see? Your road ends with me. And just let me love you, baby. Set you free, you know I can. I said, let me love you, baby. I can set you free.
Years ago, out of the sticks of Mississippi, a beautiful young woman did appear. She had grace, she had style, she drove them country boys wild. Now wanting to grow up and be just like her. Ain't I this, her 62 convertible Ford. Have no tax, no driving license, and the law couldn't find her. I wanted to grow up and be just like her. Smoking Ceylons and drinking gin, dancing with all kinds of men. Mama said she was the black sheep of the family. Knee-high boots and a mini skirt. Man, oh man, she loved to flirt. She was a honky-tonk angel. To grow up and be just like her. Mm-hmm. find her. I wanted to grow up and be just like her. Ain't I this, her 62 convertible Ford? Ain't I this, laying in gravel down the road? Didn't have no tags, no driving license, and the law couldn't find her. I wanted to grow up and be just like her. Well, I wanted to grow up and be just like her. Well, I guess I grew up to be just like her.
The following program contains language or images of a frank or sensitive nature, which may be considered objectionable by some. Listener discretion is advised. Yes, you've tuned in to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, right here on KPFT Houston 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, dialogue, and music geared for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people and their friends. Here at After Hours, we may be diverse, but we have one thing in common. We are all out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of their closets. That means standing up for yourself, taking responsibility for your own life, and being proud of who you are. Realistically, we know not everyone can do that because of age, job, or frame of mind. That's okay. We're here for you too. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston and College Station and Galveston and the world, and welcome to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. This is Saturday, the October 18th edition, and I'm Jimmy Carper. I'll be your producer for the evening. And before we get to Jewel's segment, of course, we can hear her in the background. Would you mind closing that door? Yes, yes, okay. We'll talk to Jewel when I'm ready to talk to Jewel. Anyway, and second part of the show, we've got, who do we have? Oh, it's Dion Redman will be here with Black on Black. And, of course, the last hour of the show is our round table in music. We've got lots of things to talk about tonight. The gang's all ready to go. It's also a membership drive. So we're looking for your pledge of support right here for After Hours at 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. Rainbow's here with me.
Hi there, Jimmy.
I know that you have been a listener supporter of the station for a very long time.
Right.
Why?
Because I love it. I think I started doing this, supporting it around whenever Buddy had mm-hmm. the program.
Yes,
and
you're not exactly made of money.
I'm not. Oh no, I work for the post office, and I'm not a.
And you're not permanent.
And I'm not a permanent employee. So
yeah, right,
I'm making the basic without benefits mm-hmm. thing. You know,
and still you support.
Yes, I do support. Yeah. It's only $10 a month. That's what I. That's what my little thing is.
See?
It's $120 a year,
mm-hmm.
and I do it. I don't even send a check or anything.
Oh, that EFT thing, electronic funds transfer.
That's
they
right.
just take it right out
it
of your check.
It takes it right out of your check or out of your checking account.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even miss it.
That's so cool.
Well, you do miss it.
But. Well, yeah. Well,
no, but it,
yeah, it's sort of like a.
But it's so easy. You don't have they just automatically take it out every month.
Yeah,
so, I mean it's fun. Yeah. So come on, call. KPFT.
And we have special premiums tonight.
What are your premiums tonight?
Well, Judy just happens to be here, and she's part of this because Theater Suburbia has graciously given us some stuff to give away. We have two sets of tickets for four. We still have the two sets of tickets for four. And we have a pair of season passes.
That's the one I'd go for.
Yeah.
I'd recommend that.
Now, the season passes are for $100 on plastic. You call us in with $100 on plastic, you get season tickets to Theater Suburbia.
And that's seven shows. That's more than you get for $100 any place else.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. That's paying for it right there.
A lot of entertainment.
And for $50 on plastic, you can have tickets for four for any one show.
Do I have a specific date I have to use that or what?
No.
How long do I have to use it?
What does it say here?
November 04. You've got a whole year to decide which show
you want to see. Oh, my God. November 04.
Hello, yeah. They give you a whole year on it.
A whole year.
That means you can go through any show in this season. We're just starting our new season. Or the first one or two shows of next season.
There you go. Four tickets.
Which aren't even named yet. Well, I don't even know what they are. I'm just reading plays as fast as I can. They're going to pick the next set.
Our friends over at Theater Suburbia, and because they do gay-themed plays.
They're just good folks.
They are good folks.
Actually, I've been involved with several gay-themed plays.
Mm-hmm. Fundraisers for Gulf Coast Archive and Museum.
Absolutely. Fundraisers for the Pride Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Various others, too, none of which come to mind right now. Actually, the play that we're starting next week, we're doing a benefit for, it's not a fundraiser, but it's a benefit program for the Pelton Faith Home kids.
Oh.
So we've got two more benefits lined up this season that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
One, I'll be choosing the beneficiary, and I'm looking for a real needy women's group, you know, a survival-type group or children's group.
Like a sister.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I love a sisters, and I really support them.
Uh-huh.
And they may end up being, but what I'm really looking for is...
A smaller group
that really needs the money, and a group of survivors, women who have survived incest and abuse and that kind of stuff, as opposed to a sisters, which is...
Yes, helping women. Yes.
So... I haven't really put my finger on anything yet, but we're working on that one.
Okay, so these are in addition to the regular KPFT gifts you would get for $100 on plastic or $50 on plastic.
Yeah.
Yes, that's in addition, too. I also have, for $25 on plastic, 25 measly bucks.
That's a couple of lunches.
That's it. I've been playing it now for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's a CD single. Actually, it's got four cuts on it. I Know What Boys Like.
Oh, I love it. Where's my plastic?
By a male group.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I sing that all the time.
Yes.
I Know What Boys Like.
Uh-huh. And now you have
and
it.
I'll bet
you
the CD has a better voice than Rainbow, too, right?
Okay, before we get into it, I want to mention...
See, that's $25? That's like a...
Yeah.
That's a Jackson and a Lincoln. A new Jackson.
That's less than a tank of gas if you have a big car.
Yeah. That's cool, isn't it? Yeah. I want to tell you the music that you heard, because it's both of these pieces are new music for After Hours. The first one was by some really tough-looking babes by the name of Billy and Patty. And the CD is called Ordinary Woman. It's a five-song CD, and that was Let Me Love You.
Those are not ordinary women.
No, those are not ordinary women. Those are some tough babes.
Hey, Jewel, too bad you're in there, honey. I'm looking at the picture.
And who was the next one? I like
the
that.
Next one.
That's
is,
the one I
is
like.
So brand new.
I like that.
So brand new, we don't even have cover art for it. And the whole CD isn't even finished. But Doug Stevens in the Outband.
I love Doug Stevens.
Has some new music coming out, and he sent me a six song CD of stuff that's coming on. And that was called Aunt Alice.
Well, that's almost like a collector's item.
Yes, it is. And it's all mine.
I like it when he does it. I like it when he does the song Out in the Country.
Out in the Country.
That's
we may
favorite.
Have to play that next.
And White Trash is the next.
Oh, yeah. I want to remind folks that we have a new email address. It's afterhours@kpft.org. And if you miss a show, that's not a problem because we are now archived online at wcubed.kpftarchive.org. And don't forget to listen every Monday night at 8 to 10 for Queer Voices with Jack and Joan and Glenn and JD. And in fact, on the fourth Monday of every month, JD Doyle does his. Where is it?
Oops.
Oops, here it is.
Oops.
He does his Queer Music Heritage. And this month, he's going way back, male folk and rock and pop stars, folks that started music in male.
People we remember.
Oh, yeah. Leroy Dysart, Joe Bracco, David Brown.
As they say, way back.
Way back. We're talking, yeah, there's some.
What year was that?
Ooh.
Don't go there.
Yesterday.
Come on.
Yeah, yesterday.
Very early 90s.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like the 50s or something.
Oh,
no. No, this we're talking about openly gay music here.
Be careful.
Yeah.
She can reach you.
Yes, she can. Yes, you can.
I'm armed and I'm not afraid.
And for snail mail.
Snail mail.
Yeah, we're at 419.
Like the USPS.
Yes, that like that one. We're at 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, 77006. And let's see what else here. Oh, some stuff going on before I get Julian. She's reading stuff, good, because there's going to be a quiz later. But she's getting prepped up for Dean Becker. There's been a lot of stuff in the news lately about medical marijuana. For the court report here, we've got Saturday, October 25th, bartending at Mary's from 8 to 1 a.m. And November the 8th, Saturday, November the 8th, two things going on. Texas Leather Family Weekend Contest at EJ's at 7 p.m. That's by Pegasus Productions. And the biggie is the Coming Out Cotillion. That's the investiture for Rain 2, being held at the 1415 Bar and Grill. Cocktails and Whore's Ovaries at 9.
Whore's Ovaries.
And Ceremonies at 10. The show to follow. I may be a little late that night.
This is when?
Coming in.
What night?
November the 8th.
Don't forget your Whore's Ovaries.
November the 8th. Don't forget your Whore's Ovaries. But I'm telling you, October 25th is a big, big night because Jules is going to be talking later about the Houston Women's Festival, which is. Happening there. Also, the Houston Pride Band is celebrating their 25th anniversary concert at Resurrection Metropolitan Community Church on October 25th at 7 p.m.
I just found out and we have a friend in the Pride Band.
We do.
Troy. Yeah, I just found out yesterday.
No kidding, but does he play?
I don't know, some percussion something or other. Hmm. But it just surprised me. He could put anything together and make noise.
Well, if you can beat it or blow it, you belong in a band.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. So the Primetimers are having their worldwide conference right here in good old Houston, Texas, at the downtown Crown Plaza, October 30th through November 2nd. Primetimers, that's like...
people who are 45 years older, and they're, what's the word I'm looking for? Admirers.
Oh.
Admirers of
admirers,
what?
Okay.
Admirers of people over 45. Hush, girl.
The Primetimers Worldwide Convention will be held in Houston. October 31st through November 2nd at the Crown Plaza Hotel, 1700 Smith Street.
If David's listening, and I know he is, hello.
Hi, David. I got it right this week.
Is this sponsored
now
by
on Thursday,
AARP?
October 30th is early registration.
Okay, I hit him there.
At, and Cash Bar and at Houston Pub Prowl. That's nice.
Kidding, that
Friday, October 31st is the formal registration. Trips are planned to NASA, Houston Museums, and Gray Line City Tour. Night buffet at the hotel. Saturday, November 1st, workshops and lectures are planned for the day, banquet, entertainment, and guest speaker for the night. And Sunday, November 2nd, is the closing.
On the subject of primetimers, I have to tell Rainbow something that's going to break his heart.
Okay.
GCAM has their first 2004 membership renewal. Rainbow's always the very first one to renew every year.
Oh,
and it came from a primetimer. John Kellett has
and
already renewed,
my
and you blew
again.
It.
I forgot my
check. Oh, see, primetimers are good people. They belong to GCAM.
We have someone here who's new to the staff. Michael Williams.
Hello.
Michael Williams.
But he has to run off, and so I want to get... he's got a show coming up next week at 3 a.m.
3 in the morning?
Yes.
3 in the morning.
Maris. 3
a.m.
Yes.
It's 3 in the morning. It's the Maris after hours. We've got some interesting stuff coming on next week. Next week it is the 25th, right, Jimmy?
Right.
We're going to do a broadcast live from Screen World. That's out on... 45 North. We've got a broadcast coming from there.
Good.
We've got some interesting stories. We've spoke with Jake, the manager over at Fitzgerald's, and he's told us some really haunted stories about the place.
Ooh.
We're in works with the Spaghetti Warehouse to hear some of their haunted stuff. We got some Texas Chainsaw Massacre horror stories coming up. We've got the latest news, localing, what's going on. Jimmy, you know, we went to the Turkish festival today. That was great.
Turkish festival?
Yes, downtown.
Who knew?
Who knew? Well, they were giving tickets away here at the station. You should have got them. So we went down there. Project Row House happened today, too.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. It was great. They got all the artists together, took a big group picture. That was really good,
You were
too.
Just the happening thing going
yes,
on in the
yes.
artist world.
And last week, last Friday, the 15th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
No, that the last Friday, the 10th. We went to Global's Black Tie event over at Rich's
yes.
for their national coming out day. Mm-hmm. The Maris was special guest over there.
Nice.
They had a something really good. It was really interesting. Guess that's it on my end.
Okay, we'll see.
More next week.
Hear a full report next week.
Full report next week. See y'all later.
Okay, Michael, thank you for stopping by. Okay, Bewitched Ball now. A wonderful woman who I met the other night was supposed to show up, and she called and told me she had the flu. I'm sorry, Jewel. So she's going to try to be here next week. But the Bewitched Ball,
Hello.
October is upon us, which means Halloween is just around the corner. Looking for a great way to celebrate? Attend the Bewitched Ball 2003, a gala benefit for local GLBT organizations and the hottest item on the Halloween ticket. Tickets may be purchased for $20 prior to the event at House of Coleman at 901 West Alabama, the official point of purchase for Bewitched Ball 2003, or $25 at the door. Another opportunity to purchase tickets, the next two Wednesday nights from 9 to 11 at Guava Lamp. Representatives will be there selling tickets. And the Bewitched Ball will be represented at the Houston Women's Festival on October 25th in the Girl Co. and LHI booths. So... chances there. Big Knobs on Broomsticks 4.
What are you wearing
big
on Halloween?
What on Broomsticks?
Big Knobs.
Knobs, okay.
On Broomsticks.
Oh, that's what you're wearing.
Yes,
okay.
yes. That's Saturday. See, everything's going on Saturday, October 25th.
Knobs.
Yes, 9 o'clock. This is happening at EJ's Bar, 2517 Ralph Street. It's a Halloween show hosted by Pegasus Productions. MCs are the mother and daddy of Montrose 2000. This is benefiting the NLA Toy Drive.
It's too late in the evening, so boys can't come, or what?
Just started last week, the NLA Toy Drive, over at the BRB.
It's too late in the evening, boy can't come, just mom and dad?
Just mom and dad, that's
okay.
It. Sorry.
Kids at home.
Okay, I got a couple other things, but it's time to get Jewel out here. Hey, Jewel.
Oh, is it me? Is it my turn?
Are we on?
it feels odd sitting here without a mic on.
Your mic has been on for the past 10 minutes.
Have we been that quiet?
we have. Right.
10 minutes, geez.
Yes.
Well, I was just enthralled with all the information you were
given out a while ago, and especially, you know, I'm a big supporter of KPFT. Been doing this a long time, and we don't get paid.
No.
So I was thinking about, you know, things I could say later to encourage people to participate in our...
Say them now.
Well, I want to space them out and spread them out and, you know, make sure that I get everything out. But at some point we'll talk about... You were asking Judy, was it how long she'd been listening, or who was it you were asking? Rainbow.
Rainbow.
Rainbow, yeah, well, you know... when I first heard KPFT, it was in 1979.
Whoa.
And I was just new into Houston, and I was wandering around on the radio dial and happened to stumble on a program called Wildenstein. And it was cool. And it was the first actual radio I'd ever heard, gay and lesbian program. After six or seven shows, I finally came down here. They seemed so friendly on the air. I finally came down here and have been kind of, you know, a KPFT junkie ever since. There's something wrong with my headphones. They keep going out. It's disconcerting.
You're definitely getting out there. I'm hearing you.
Okay. Well, I know it's my headphones. I know.
You are getting out there, honey.
But, you know, that really made a difference when I got to Houston, because I didn't know anybody, you know, and I didn't know any of the things in town, and that's what they were doing, and that's what we do today. And not saying that, you know, we're not here for the people who live here all the time, but it's sure a big help when you move into a new town and you can listen to, you know, information on the radio about whatever culture, not just gay and lesbian, but all the variety of cultures that KPFT listeners get to participate in. You know, I don't think it's as broad as it was before, but it's still very thorough, I think, the representation of all the cultures, that, which is why I really like KPFT.
Oh,
and we'll talk about that.
It's getting more thorough every day.
Yeah.
Around here, it's incredible the new shows that have been added. Yeah.
Yep.
That number is,
God, I don't know.
Oh, 713-526-5738.
That's right. Listeners are phone operators are sitting by. Yes, they're not.
Are standing or eating. No,
yes, phone listeners are eating by.
Eating by, yeah, man. They have some wonderful pizza.
Robert
down in
brought
the lobby.
In pizza for everybody here.
From, four different kinds.
From
Papa John's.
Papa John's, and it was excellent. Excellent.
Yes, yes. And
who is this?
This is some straight guy that I found.
He just kind of wandered in and just sat down here.
I thought he was left over from the Deadhead, so I just kind of ignored him.
No,
he stayed here.
It's worse. He's left over from the prison program.
Oh, cool.
And the Voices at Work program.
And Voices at Work. That's right.
If
that's
you call cool. us in the lobby, you'll hear large loud slurping noises.
Oh.
Well, how's that different from any other Saturday?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't hear any slurping noises.
Oh, do you have the mic on out there? That's pretty bold.
I don't hear a thing, as a matter of fact.
Well, turn the microphone on out there.
It is.
Greg, here we are telling you what, you know, that we need your help, and the phones haven't even rung out there.
I know.
No, we need the phones to ring.
You know, I know some of the people get tired of hearing us say that, but, you know, we're listener supported. We don't, you know, the thing that's really nice about KPFT is we don't have commercials.
No.
You know, we don't have corporate sponsors, so
no.
We can tell you the truth without worrying about the boss's, you know, corporate backers. And it's really a special
yes,
thing.
Yes, the mic is on. You don't need to... Oh, well, never mind.
He's slurping. He's not blowing.
They always do that.
No, it's just...
Hello.
What was I saying?
You were saying we don't need any corporate sponsors.
I'm thinking about that pizza. I'm sorry. The corporate sponsors. So that's the... You know, they're so rare. So many rare stations on the air that, you know, are like that, that you don't have the corporate
sponsors. Answer that phone, Big Roy.
And you don't have commercials in, and that you get, you know, people telling you, you know, their opinion straight out without bias about, you know, who's supporting you. You know, I just have very little faith in the mainstream media anymore, because they're all owned by the people who want to run the world. So, kind of, you know, if I owned a paper and I wanted to run the world, I would use the paper to help my agenda. So, you know, I can understand that. You know, I can understand they're doing it, and I know they do.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Lots of people work for corporations and such.
True.
So
it's but not, they're not the corporation. They are the employees of the corporation, just right. as disposable as the rest of us.
Yeah.
Just as disposable as the rest of us.
But do we still have the matching funds deal?
Yeah.
Sure do. But, lots of companies offer matching funds. And while you're looking that up, I want to say hello to some MBBs who wrote to me this week, like Smiley and Paul and Jaime. And David, and of course all my other MBBs out there, you know, Green Eye Devil and Jose and.
Damn! No wonder I can't ever get a hold of you. he's got to be communicating with or reading or being involved with these people to know who they are. No wonder I can never get.
Oh yes, Smiley writes a couple of times a week. I mean, he's terrific. He's from the hood here, and so. He hears us talking. In fact, he heard us talking last week about, because Stacy came on the air. I don't know if you remember Stacy. He was like this 14-year-old, 14-year-old kid with red hair who was living out in Spring, who called in to Buddy on After Hours long, long ago and kind of grew up with the show. And now he's supposedly an adult. And anyway, Smiley knew him very well and talked about some good times that they had together. So I'm glad that, I mean, it was such a coincidence. I had no idea that they knew each other. And Stacy's been an important person in my life because of the show, because I've watched him grow from that 14-year-old kid and go through some really bad times. He had a drug problem. He went and took care of it. He got it. He got through it. He's on the other side, and he's living life.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been proud of you for connecting with the BBBs, the MBBs, the BBBCs, the MBBs.
Thank you.
I've always really been proud of that. You know, it's not something I would have thought of. It's not something I would have thought, oh, well, let's just connect with these guys who, you know, messed up and are incarcerated somewhere. And, you know, but because you did, you know, I've had pause to think about it in other ways than I normally would. And I've always appreciated that about, you know, your...
I just wish we could get some pen pals for these guys. I know there's been a couple of guys in the past who have written
Hell,
in.
Hell, I'll write anybody.
No, and they're doing the scam thing. You know?
I see.
But I've caught them and I've exposed them on the air. And so, you know, because I don't go for that.
Mm-mm.
And I want people to know if they want to write to a guy who's behind bars that he's going to be a good guy. These guys that I named off have been writing to us for months now. You know, anybody who's running a scam wouldn't.
No, not invest that much time.
They'd lose patience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, these are real guys. And, you know, they've listened to the show. Maybe they've thought about their sexual orientation. Maybe they've thought about their lives. And, they've had time to think, and the big problem is that they're in a situation where sexual orientation inside is so much different than sexual orientation outside.
Oh, yeah.
So I just pray that they don't get kind of screwed up in that, so that when they come out, they can be themselves and do what they want to do and express themselves the way they want to express themselves. No matter what.
Well, like I said, I've always kind of been, you know, proud of that.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. What
now?
Speaking of Stacy, he's right out here.
That. Do you have one?
Yes, I do.
Now I
yes,
have one.
Have one what?
The new logo for the bumper stickers. I've been trying to get one for months and months and months when they first came out with this. Months and months and months. Here lays one. He's fiddling with it.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, here's one right against the window.
Well, what do you know?
Well, hey, one other thing I want to talk about real briefly is the upcoming women's
Women's
Festival.
Please do.
October 25th, and it's from noon to 10. And they moved. They're going to move. They're down at the Jones Plaza in some new place down there. Jones Plaza in the Theater District. I don't, you know, I've only been down that area once. I went to see Margaret Cho when she was in town here 6 months ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
6 or 8 months ago. God, it's been a while. And I was down that way, and I was confused the whole time I was down there. Went around a block about, 30 times. And
Louisiana and Capitol, looks like. Or Texas Street.
It's right in front of the Bayou Place.
Yeah, somebody told me that. And then I had to find the Bayou Place.
Yeah, the Bayou Place is pretty huge, so, yeah.
But yeah. They're moving it to there. It says it's got 40,000 square feet and, you know, all the outdoor kind of marketplace of the handmade art and crafts and information about community groups, sports organizations, and stuff like that is going to be out, you know, in a landscaped area, shaded. It sounds like it's going to be great. There are going to be concession areas and vendors. Food, drink available throughout the day. Street parking's free on the weekends, so you don't have to pay for parking anything. And it looks like they got some really great lineup. I was reading over some of the people. They're going to have Katie Curtis, who's, you know, is pretty renowned for her music on different TV shows. She's done Dawson's Creek, Felicity, Alias, Chicago Hope. You know, she's been given an award from Gay and Lesbian...
The gay Grammys.
The gay Grammys. Oh yeah, there's a picture. That would have helped. She's up and coming, and they're going to have Sonya there and Dora Roberts. Halcyon will be there. She's it's actually a duo just started. As a matter of fact, it's going to be the first time she's been here. Nina Camps, Holly Light, Christy Strimmel, and Tracy Conover, who is kind of in that vein of Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin. Says she's got, you know, a high range and a low sultry range.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be volunteering. The assistant was desperate for volunteers, and I wouldn't say desperate, but they asked. I said yes. Well, it's usually pretty desperate when they won't be.
Oh.
So actually, Tiffany, my foster daughter, and I worked the festival 2 years ago for the Pride Committee. We were at the Pride booth, and we had a great time. It was when it was over there off of Memorial. It was a great time, but this is going to be a new place. So if you got some time on the 25th, Saturday, noon till 10 o'clock, it's going to be a great lineup. There's going to be lots and lots of things going on, people there. They're going to have tattoo people, paintings, artists, imports from around the world, interactive activities, giveaways, and drawings for prizes. So it's, you know, the Houston Women's Festival is always throwing a good shindig.
What's the admission going to be for that?
Oh, you know what? $12 in advance if you get the tickets on the website, and $15 at the door. Children 10 and under are free. So,
all right.
Get your tickets. That's going to be great. Is there something? It's like there's fire out there or something. Everybody's waving out there.
What?
It's
I don't know.
It's kind of disconcerting.
What? No, I just wanted you to talk about the Houston Music.
I was checking out the lobby.
I just hear a voice and I can't see a face over all these. Oh, okay.
Jose is here.
Jose. Yeah. That's a singer.
All these computer monitors in the way. Can't see anybody.
Just trying to be a, you know, voice without a face here, I guess.
Yes.
You know,
there have been nights when that was a good thing, Jim.
Well, we have
one pledge.
So I'm very thankful for that. Thank you, J&B. And... that's a start, but we're 30, we're 40 minutes into the show, and we need to raise a whole lot more.
That's right. We need to be a little more aggressive out there.
Oh, about $85,000.
This is important. Yes. Call us and tell us your story.
I don't know.
But now we need to hear from you.
That's right. Call
it's probably about $400 is probably what... And that's a very modest goal. You know, it costs $125, $150
yeah.
an hour to run the station.
Right.
They keep the doors open.
And yes, and that means that that's not paying us. We don't get paid. We come down here every weekend. No. The whole group of us come down here for absolutely nothing for all these years because we love it. We love being here, and we love being doing what we do for our community. So, you know, we're not making this money, and we encourage you not to give it to us. You're giving it to the station to keep it going and to keep this kind of programming on the air. It would be awful. Awful now that I'm used to having gay and lesbian programming to have it gone. Mm-hmm. And think of all the major cities in this country that have no gay and lesbian programming. We are so unique.
Think of cities like Berkeley that has one.
One.
And we have two.
That's right. And, you know, we need to, if nothing else, we need to tell the station, let the station know by our, you know, donators, you know, how many people are out there listening to us. We need to let them know that this show is important to some to people out there. And the way that happens is by you donate during this period of time, and they see that. And this kind of programming remains on the air.
And then let's all stop while Carper reads the note there.
Keep talking.
Okay. He didn't give me that. Like, what's he do that?
Yeah, this is radio. We can't all stop. And everybody goes, what? 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 There's nothing.
Well, you know...
Well, $150 is what? It says 41 cents a day.
Right, 41 cents a day. That's not bad.
You know, you can... Yeah, you can pledge 41 cents a day.
And it's 12 bucks and 50 cents per month.
See, and that's what they would ask for.
Somebody just called
that's
in
what
and
they
asked
want.
Me
they
to...
They want you to write a check of $12.50 every month. Now, how hard is that? It's not like you have to give them that $150 in one big lump sum. They do take the monthly checks, don't they?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right. So it's $12.50. It's not a big hole in your pocket. You could do that for, you know, a movie and a dinner out, you know, twice that. So think about, you know, the times you've listened to this show, it's worth $12.50 a month.
And that 41 cents is just one lousy cup of coffee
That's
a day.
Right. That's right.
Uh-huh. Okay, somebody called in with a strange request, but I can't do it, so.
Oh.
Well, tell us what the request is.
I wanted me to play something.
Must have been really quick. He's got his tongue tied in there.
And I didn't understand what that was about, so.
Oh, okay.
Does no calf not going to happen.
Anything to you?
Okay.
Who?
Sorry.
Does no calf to mean anything to you?
No calf? What?
No calf to?
No calf to.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Oh, well.
No. This is Hours Queer Radio.
We get that kind of stuff all the time.
Yes.
And
yes.
We love it.
You know how many times I hear After Hours promo being played on other shows?
I don't know.
One show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, one
awful?
Other show.
What do you guess? Queer Voices?
Well, you know, we need to come down here and bug people.
Uh-huh.
We need to come down here and bug people.
Yeah,
I come down here at lunchtime and bug whoever's on the air.
No, I just think it's tacky to ask people to, you know, play your promo.
Yeah, because, yeah. Yeah, that's
so
that is really
you'd
bad.
Rather be
you want to play
unplayed.
My promo? You want play my promo?
No, not do you want to play my promo.
Anyway, let's go
That's
to a piece
tacky.
Of music.
It's not begging, it's ordering.
I've been playing some... I've been playing,
going to music.
I've been playing women's music, Jewel.
Cool.
And I'm going to play some more from Noreen Braun from her CD called Now and Zen. It's called Je ne suis désolé. And you're listening to it on After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on KPFT Houston and 89.5 in Galveston.
Delve was spectacular. We ride the Milky Way, infinitely swayed. Me and the seven sisters got separated and equated. We avoided the shaded imagery. They never created, only looked for hooks and crooks while millions die in their cerebral spy. Rationalizing why, cynics don't cry. They deny to feel they die. Which side of the screen do you live on? Who milks your thoughts? Why are you asleep? Do you hear me?
Don't sweet.
shadow you have to see on light. Don't believe the right, and with everything they hand you, question everything, and if they brand you, wear the label proud and know what you stand for. Believe in something, a credo, a vision, a prayer. For when you despair on the horizon, it is still your decision to withstand derision. A cataclysm becomes your ism. We the seven sisters, we dance, and no one catches us. Dance until the fever scratches us. Dance to feel what matches us. We dance to come home. You know what I'm saying?
More than you've been tested before. You city with all of your old friends at the bar. So if it's any consolation to you, I think fragile suits you.
That was Melissa Ferrick, a huge lesbian favorite, because she's the Melissa who's always been out.
Is she a huge...
Never mind. No.
Not that big, darling.
No, but she's got about a half a dozen CDs out, and I always get calls for, oh, please play something by Melissa Ferrick. Okay, and this is from a brand new compilation that hasn't been released yet. It's called By the People. And it's a compilation of bisexual artists and friends. And that was her doing Fighting Chance. Before that was Noreen Braun with Je Suis Désolé. And Smiley out there, I know you're listening. Guess what? Stacy is in the house. He is reading your letter right now. And he's going, oh my God, yes! And copying down your address. So I'm putting him, you know, in the hot seat, because now he's got to write you.
Oops.
Now the world knows.
Now the world knows.
I thought the hot seat was a good place to be.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Hello, Jewel.
Hey, I want to say hi to Cupid's Buddy. If Cupid's Buddy is out there listening, next time come on down.
Well, and I want to give a big thank you to Christine. Christine made a wonderful pledge on plastic.
Cool.
And,
thank you, Christine. You can come down,
right,
too.
And she wants the ball cap. And if she wants to call back, she can have...
Oh, that's a dyke. She wants the cap.
She knows her kind.
She can also get season passes to... Theater Suburbia.
Cool, or, that is really a good deal, too.
Or, if you don't want season packets, then the four tickets. So, Christine, call back if you want either of those two items.
And when you
those,
come, I want to meet you.
Those are yours for the asking.
Ooh, Judy wants yours to meet somebody.
Yours for the asking. We're going to hold on to them, not give them to anybody else until we hear from you.
Cool.
That's terrific.
Give us a call, Christine. What a break.
Fabulous.
Yeah. I would shoot a stranger for those tickets.
And that number is, Jewel?
526-5738.
There you go.
I'm surprised. They pointed the sign to me.
It's right up there.
It's right up there, Jewel.
Yeah. I gave you that piece of paper on the... Well, you know, you've been reading the stuff on the medical marijuana
stuff. Oh, yeah. Well,
stuff.
You know, basically, I keep up with this anyway. Yeah. It's kind of a subject near and dear to me.
Yeah, but I wanted to save that for when Dean came on and let you two just kind of chat for a while.
Yeah,
about
you know, I'm a member of Normal, and I participate in the Normal website, you know, periodically posting little tidbits here and there that I find that are a little more esoteric than the, you know, main media puts out. But and they have an excellent website, so I'm looking forward to talking to Dean.
Well, Robert has supplied pizza and Cokes and Diet Cokes for everyone here tonight.
Hey,
isn't
cool.
That
there's
sweet?
Cake out there.
I know.
And chips and all kinds of stuff. It's a great
His boss
night out there.
And his boss's partners here. I mean, we got a full house going.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like a party out there.
It
I guess.
Is.
I haven't been out there yet.
And that's the way we like it.
His boss has just been to the new Cabo. Right down the street, and I was trying to get him in to, you know, give us a little preview of what it's like over there, but I don't think he's...
one of those shy birds, huh?
Well, the first time, everybody's shy.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, Big Roy?
Yes.
Except for Big Roy.
Jimmy?
Yes?
Christine wants you to know that you got her out of the bathtub.
She will take the four tickets.
She will take the four tickets.
Come immediately down there.
What a vivid picture that is.
Well,
Jimmy, only you
dripping on the phone.
Like
oh.
And both Jewel and Judy were so sorry they weren't there.
Dripping. Dripping wet on the phone.
I'm sure they
want
to towel her off. But anyway.
They're not the only ones, you know.
Okay, Christine, you've got the four tickets.
Yeah.
I will be
you
sending
forgot
you. You think all the guys are only after
you forget
guys?
Jim.
We still have goodies. We still have goodies, and we're still taking your calls. 713-526-5738. Stacy came in and plopped down some bucks, and he's getting a free CD.
Cool.
So, hey,
I got working. A bumper sticker. I'm so thrilled.
It's working. We're
come
getting,
down
we're
and pick up
there.
Your bumper
and
sticker.
People are listening to the radio while they're in the bathtub. That's great.
As long as
yeah, as long as it's not by the bathtub.
Yeah, in the bathtub. Yeah.
Shall we talk about?
Don't get pushy.
Here it is. Ta-da!
There's your
okay.
There's your CD.
You realize you're famous now. You have to write.
Okay,
the,
you are famous now.
That you were going to
I already announced
there.
It. Wasn't that nice
oh,
of
yeah,
me?
Oh yeah, I heard. Thanks. Hi, Smiley.
Hey, Smiley. Now, can we talk about how?
No, we can't.
Rainbow used to listen to the show.
Oh no!
Yeah,
no,
tell
no,
yeah. Rainbow when he was a small version of a rainbow.
But it's just
I mean,
a dry
puddle rainbow.
People have listened to this show in all manner. You know, from the transistor radio in the closet to
the internet,
to the internet, and to the. Yes, Rainbows, yours is the most original.
Original.
He would turn on the radio, lay in bed, listen to the radio, while he had an X-rated video playing with the sound off.
That's the best way to listen to industrial music.
Now, that must have been very interesting, hearing Buddy's voice with that, whatever's going on the screen, yes.
Jeff Stryker on the screen.
We're all screwed.
Yes. Well, if it was a Jeff Stryker film, you certainly were.
Talk about having something in a sling.
You know, I've even seen a Jeff Stryker movie.
Oh, yes.
Someone in the lobby.
Okay, it's out. It's out in the open. I've been saying this for years. Lesbians like gay porn.
I think lesbians like porn, period. Straight or gay. I have a lot of lesbians like that find it very difficult to admit that they like straight porn. Mm-hmm. Because they don't want somebody thinking that because they like to watch straight porn that they want to be part of that.
No, it's entirely different. It's a fantasy thing.
Right.
It's something you're not used to.
That's right.
You know, and so it brings another
I
kind
trade
of,
erotica, straight yeah. and gay, with lesbians around the world.
Yep.
I've got quite a collection. I like the stories. A lot of people, there are a lot that like the videos, and there are now even audio tapes out there of encounters. So it's like, wow. But I trade around the world. We trade back and forth. Whenever anybody comes up with something new, they zap it out to the news groups that, you know, you belong to.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And, you know, I think that a lot more lesbians, if they didn't feel that pressure not to appear that they are not solidly lesbian. I think it's the same problem male straight men have. If they put their arm around a guy, you know, it's supposed to be, maybe they're not straight. You know, so maybe they're not lesbians if they're watching straight porn.
A lot of gay men have that same thing about watching straight porn. Yeah.
Right.
So
I think a lot of lesbians like porn. And I think the lesbians like porn in a different way than men, though. I'm very clear about that. Lesbians are all into the foreplay.
To the visual.
And lesbians are all into the foreplay.
I just want the women to take the shoes off.
And
God.
That's straight porn.
Yeah, but you see, she's got heels on. Use that for leverage.
No, it's just dumb. Take off.
To me, it's the same as the woman in the straight monster movies that twists her ankle in every movie. You know, shoes and the balls
down like
so
every 15 feet.
So, Jewel, answer this honestly.
Shoot.
How many women have you slept with that kept their shoes on?
Uh-oh. I was thinking I've had my shoes on once. But now, we were at the beach.
No, but I'm not talking about in the park.
No.
I mean in a bed.
No, never, never.
Never. Never. Right. People don't do that.
And I've been with a couple of straight women.
The first thing
yeah,
too.
See?
Well, besides,
unless he's wearing a skirt.
Those heels can scratch your thighs up something awful.
It's a straight male fantasy.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Straight male fantasy.
I don't know. It's crazy.
But, you know, I think that's something we don't talk enough about is porn. I think it's not necessarily the evil that religious people say it is. Some of it is, you know, pretty innocuous. It's not. There are some that's pretty hardcore. I mean, you know, there's some that goes across, but there's some of that in every facet of our lives. Something that goes too much and those that don't go, you know, quite enough. So, you know, I think it's something that we ought to talk more about in public.
There's a group of women in San Francisco who make their own.
Yes.
And I've watched it, and I think it's some of the best
lesbian lovers.
Yes.
Lesbian lovers who make their own, and it's wonderful because they're so it's exactly like it is.
Yeah.
So it's not like this put on for straight porn where some man envisions what that woman wants and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it really is putting on his maleness on that.
Because you know, because
when lesbians do it, it's different.
For most gay men, you know, you could put when they're watching.
He's stuttering.
When they're watching porn that includes women,
right.
You know, we have no conception of women's sexuality. So they can put anything on the screen
right.
And we'll believe it.
Exactly. Exactly.
We have no conception of women, period. Huh?
Exactly.
Well, that's
all we know is we came out of one and we look at it and say, how the hell did we come out of there?
Yeah. It's
And again, we're talking about specific people, not everybody.
Right,
so,
right,
you know,
right,
we
right.
know that they're, you know, like we were saying, there's, you know, opposites of both extremes. So, yeah, but I think it's something we need to talk more openly about is that, you know, that I think actually porn is a positive part of my life. It's almost like a hobby.
Yeah.
And, you know, I say that because I have a lot of lesbians who fuss at me because I call it porn. When you share erotic stories where people are doing it, the dirty, uh-huh. the beast with two backs, that kind of stuff, you know, they
want to call it erotica.
Right, and it's porn. It's written porn. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and I get off to that far more than I do to videos and movies.
Oh.
And because I think that's the leaning of women in general is the story, rather than the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Rather Touchstone or Disney, it's the same company.
That's right. That's right. It's the same.
Yes,
thing.
But you know, like I said, like for men, it's the visual.
Right.
You know, gay or straight.
Yeah, I just
matter.
Like to see attractive people having sex on film.
Yeah.
For men,
I don't even care if they're attractive, as long as they look like they care about each other.
And then it happens every split second. But still,
yeah.
Only in their dreams.
That split second gets longer and longer.
Is that Judy? Is that Judy the expert? Is that Judy the expert out there adding her?
Judy is
the expert out there
making comments. Yes, she is. Yes,
Judy. Let's go. Let's leave later and make some porn together.
The triple expert.
I've been trying for years. She won't have me. The triple X expert, yes.
Yeah. A little tequila couldn't cure.
Yeah, but you know.
Oh no, I've tried that too.
No, I'm off the booze.
Bruce has got all these, you know, porn things. I mean, she's seen it all.
Oh yeah, I mentioned she has.
God, I live with it.
And she lives with Bruce. She's seen it all.
She's seen it all.
And walk through his room. My stick to the floor.
Oh, no.
That's
pretty bad.
Ouch.
Hey,
Samantha can start coming out, huh?
There must be another subject we can talk about.
713-526-5738.
You know, I was talking to a group of folks last night about Anise Parker running for controller, and uh-huh. they're all saying, what's the deal? By now, you know, we're 3 weeks away from the event. We should see her picture plastered on billboards everywhere.
You know,
and we
I
see nothing.
I did not even know she was running for controller.
See, that's what she's got, the stealth and campaign
who's
going.
The problem is that
I can't think of anybody better for the job. I've known Anise for 20 years. I'm not a friend of Anise's, but I've known her. I've watched her in the community. I've watched her run that business. I've watched her be councilwoman. I've watched her run her campaigns.
Maybe she's been she was waiting for this endorsement from the Chronicle to put on her campaign literature, but there hasn't been anything out there on her. You know, and all these other people, I mean, there's a lot of people in that race.
Yes, there are.
There's going to be a runoff, and if she doesn't really get her ass in high gear,
and
then
step
she's
up.
Not going to be part of that runoff.
Well, let me read this, because I think it's worthy of reading.
Yes, I do, too.
Rather than just peeking, picking apart.
Somebody named Cupid's...
Buddy?
Buddy,
called
in and said that she is listening for Jewel.
Cool.
Cupid's Cupid, buddy is listening, cool. Jewel.
I'm thrilled. I'll IM you after I get home. I want to read this about...
I can't help you there.
Hey, she's going to read. Shut up already.
Go out there and beat him up.
Jesus, Mary and
Go
Joseph.
Go out there and get him. Sick him.
Go ahead, Jewel.
Do we have a call for peace in there? It says, if current budget projections out of City Hall are any indication, the next few years in Houston could be trying ones. It will take sound professional management to deal competently with the number of urgent needs from improving stormwater management to providing adequate libraries and urban green space while paying due respect to taxpayers' pocketbooks. For the all-important role in the City of Houston Comptroller's Office will play in these matters, the Chronicle recommends voters to elect Anise Parker to the position of to this position on November 4th. A graduate of Rice University, worked 6 years as an oil and gas analyst. You know, being a Rice University graduate is almost enough. The rest of it is just gravy.
It is pretty tough.
Parker has also run a small business of her own for 10 years, one that is... was close to my heart. Currently at an at-large member and increased partisan council, Parker has earned the respect of her colleagues across the political spectrum. She's shown a willingness to tackle difficult decisions, cast thoughtful votes, and when necessary, stand up to the mayor without making it personal. Parker chairs City Council Neighborhood Protection and Quality of Life Committee, which is considered a controversial which is considering a controversial proposal to move organized sports fields out of Memorial Park. How the matter is resolved will determine whether the park is developed into a more naturalistic space or continues to its current direction as a multi-use venue. However individual Houstonians come down on the issue, each can be sure that Parker will listen carefully to all sides and propose a well-thought-out plan. Just as Parker has attended diligently to improving the quality of life for residents and workers, to ensure Houston's economic future, she has raised a strong voice for good sound fiscal policies. She voted against the proposed 1 cent property tax rollback, seeing it as unwise when the city is facing a $10 million to $26 million shortfall, as well as a growing demand for solutions to pressing issues like flooding and public safety for an expanding population. Parker has demonstrated a consistent financial straightforwardness. Too many big words.
Yes.
She voted in favor of dismantling the city's anti-lawful purpose fund, a repository for surplus water and sewer fees that could be diverted to discretionary spending. Water fees, she assures, should be spent on water issues, and she supports zero-based budgeting that requires department heads to build budget based on justifiable expenditures rather than merely the previous year's plan. As Comptroller, Parker pledges to provide an objective policy analysis and to carry out her duties not as an attack dog, not as a lapdog, but as a watchdog. She said she will speak her mind but will avoid the kind of acronymity that hurts the city's image and important bond ratings. The public frequency decries the prevalence of insider politics. Politician, but we believe Parker's tenure as an active and involved three-term member of City Council will prove an advantage to taxpayers if she is elected to the Comptroller's office. Parker is well acquainted with City Hall workings, so she'll be effective practically from day one in the office. I have no agenda other than being a good City Comptroller, Parker says, and from what I've seen, voters have every reason to take that to the bank. So that's what the Chronicle said.
Oh, right. We made it through that.
Parker.
Now the mayhem may ensue.
But
the mayhem may now ensue.
That's right. The chaos abound.
I have a question.
Oh, shoot.
Does the...
Wait a minute. Somebody's not on.
Who wants to be comptroller soon, have any idea who you would talk to? She talks about safety.
I don't think she's on.
Who you talk to about getting someone out to your house before an hour and 40 minutes is up after 911 is called?
Hold on.
Can you go over that again?
One more time.
You call 911. They're supposed to be out at your house, right?
Normally.
She's talking about, you know, safety for citizens and this kind of stuff.
You were broken into recently.
Not once, but twice in a week.
Yes.
Wow.
And I was there.
Yes.
I wonder what they wanted there.
They prioritize your calls through 911.
What? This is a dike, so don't come?
No.
Oh, okay.
You weren't threatened, so we're not going to show up until everything's over.
The guy was in the place.
Yeah, I know. I understand this. Believe me. But if that man didn't have a gun to your head while you were calling 911...
They didn't know if he did or not. They didn't ask.
They didn't care.
Well, my question is, if she's so interested in safety for citizens, etc., who do you call?
Therein lies
because
an excellent question.
It took the third phone call to even get them to dispatch a car. Wasn't it if they dispatched a car and they didn't come?
Her original
phone call.
They didn't even dispatch anyone.
That's right. And the second one, they didn't dispatch anyone either. They've got it on a priority list. And if they don't think that what you've got is a life-threatening situation, they're not going to send anybody out.
So if you call someone and tell them that there is someone in your house and you're alone in your house, that's not a priority one. And you don't
that's
know
how they know that's not life threatening.
I tell you what you do. I've got a way around all of this. You call 911. You say, I have just shot someone. Send someone here.
Yeah.
What?
You call 911. You tell them you have just shot someone. Send somebody here. That'll get them there.
I'm not sure that would have gotten them out there either.
That would have got them there.
That would have got the morgue guy out.
I'm not real sure.
The morgue guy, yeah. That's right.
That's too crazy.
Oh, no. They're always looking for glory.
The second time that they broke
in,
it only took them about 25 minutes to get there.
Yeah, that's because you bitched so much after the first time.
I tease our authorities out there, please. We really respect the police authorities. But recently, there have been a lot of problems with that in the new dispatch system they have set up. Is that what during the time that this happened?
No, and you know why? Uh-huh. Judy lives in a warehouse district. There are not a lot of residential areas.
Right.
Residential homes.
Homes in that area, yeah.
And so...
But I'm only a block and a half from the ward. I mean, it's not like there are no homes in my area.
I know.
You know, but it's just really bizarre.
I can't imagine picking that warehouse out to break into. I mean, there are things around that look
a
little better. Jeez.
She stood up and there's this guy in her kitchen.
Jeez. Did you have your baseball bat?
No, but I have my bow and arrow out now.
Good for you. Get that crossbow.
And she knows how to use it.
Yeah. Get that crossbow.
Yeah.
Dead meat.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, see, then you have to call him and say, I've just shot someone in my kitchen. Come and get the body.
Well, he says, well, why didn't you shoot him? I says, because by the time I could have gotten anything, he was out the door. You can't shoot him in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well,
as long as they're on your in your house, you can shoot him anywhere you want to. When they get outside your house, there's another story.
That's the problem.
And you can't shoot him in the back, even inside your house.
And you know what? A good cop will tell you, shoot him outside and drag him back in.
Oh.
Yeah, but you still can't shoot him in the back.
I don't know that that's a good cop.
No,
hey, it's a good cop that's a
Texas cop. Shoot it. What do you do about all these?
Ms. Parker justice. Wants to do about safety.
If you shoot him in the back, you say, well, the bullet ricocheted.
I don't have to shoot him in the back.
She's good.
She is very good at trick is, you got to have access to it when you find. Yeah, bow and arrow.
Yeah, you got to have it. It's like I have a pistol in my house.
I have access. They're not 3 feet from.
I'm not there next to it 24 hours a day. So a lot of things could happen when you just can't get to it.
Yeah.
Even though you do have a weapon.
Yeah.
Well, it never occurred to me when I rounded the corner that there was actually some person in my house.
Well, see, that's another thing about Texas.
Second time, there was no question.
You need to carry a strap on. You know, I have a strap on.
Excuse me?
We're talking about burglars and guns, Jewel.
Yes.
I was, too.
This is my rifle. This is my gun,
I was, too.
I find it, and this is for fun.
You know, a holster that straps on, you know?
Well, I can, But the problem is the police say he's coming back. He's been there twice. The police say he's coming back. And it's like, well, what the hell am I supposed to... Excuse me, hello. What am I supposed to do?
Electrify your outside perimeter, your building.
They're coming across barbed wire to get into the yard now. And the guy says, well, there's nothing you can do. But we know they're coming back. They've been in twice. The second time they were in there long enough to case the joint, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And he says next time he'll come back with all of his friends in a pickup truck. I went, thank you very much. You know, and all I'm supposed to do is sit in my little warehouse and wait for him, knowing that the police will take 20 minutes to an hour and a half to get to my house if I call them.
Then you need a strap on. You need that beside you wherever, whenever you move around.
I don't know. It's just, it's very bizarre. It's a very weird feeling.
Get you one of those little thigh holsters.
Honey, have you seen my thighs? I believe something in here.
No, I've been trying for years, but not yet.
Well, Judy has something.
Judy has something.
She handed me, but it's something that I'd really like her to read.
Oh, does she leave her tampon glasses at home?
Yes, I left my tampon glasses at home.
Can you use these?
No, that's fine. That's fine. Actually, this is. Thank you very much, guys. Okay.
Oh my God! It's about the case.
Took him a minute to catch up.
No, I know it's that case.
The case. It looks.
I won't even go with. No, never mind. Okay. Actually, this is about some people who are doing some collections for individuals, for homeless people, etc. It's an outreach program. And I'm just going to read it because I can't really just tell you about it. It says, for the past 2 or 3 weeks, Iris has been telling those who attended the women's group about the program run by the women's group member, Chris, God, I'm going to mess this up so bad, Fichtner, F-I-C-T-H-N-E-R, called Until You Can Fish. It's a homeless outreach program whereby she feeds homeless people at 3 different locations. She's begun the project by filling fanny packs with some helpful items. This developed after her daughter, who was on the street for an extended period of time, told her of the difficulty of keeping important items such as ID and necessities secure. Iris committed this past week's offering towards purchasing a box of 500 individual soaps for the program, and several of the women had expressed interest in knowing of the items that Chris can use. Towards the end, with Chris's help, they compiled a spreadsheet listing helpful and needed items for those who wish to donate and help Chris's work. This person who wrote this had noted that the items that the women's group or individual members had donated also help balance the contributions. Chris is currently working to fill 90 fanny packs. And they're kind of looking for things like combs and large garbage bags with the square or flat bottoms, which can be used for ponchos or windbreakers and are good body insulator type things. They're looking for pencils, which you can get 20 pencils at the Dollar Tree for a buck, you know. Why they need them, I don't know. But small pads that they can carry in their pockets. Peppermint candies for emergency sugar for diabetics, those kinds of things. Band-Aids, things that they can carry around in fanny packs or pockets. Socks, new or used, preferably clean, if they're used. Hey, I didn't write this. I'm just reading it, guys.
Yeah, you know,
but that makes sense. Mini sewing kits, alcohol swabs, rubber bands, potted meat, filled crackers, the peanut butter or cheese crackers, those kinds of things. Small bags of nuts, which are good for blood sugar and that kind of stuff. Rainbow can tell us about this. That's right, energy food. That's right. Dry cereal. It's great. I eat dry cereal all the time, you know, if I can't eat anything else. Elastic hair bands. I don't want to go there.
What's that?
Elastic hair bands.
What in the world is that?
Well, a lot of street people don't get haircuts every 2 weeks, so they need, you know, something to pull their hair back.
Oh.
Hello.
And putting ponytails.
Goodness.
Tea bags, which are also good for insect stings, not just for drinking. Shoes, men's and women's, sweaters, sleeping bags, tarps, large pieces of plastic, any winter items, caps, gloves, etc. Rubber-backed things, especially for keeping, you know, bed stuff dry and that kind of stuff.
Oh.
Pants, blankets, socks. Socks are in here about 6 times. Toothbrushes, toothpaste, the very small tubes of But, I mean, this is a neat program. You think about it. I mean, I have people knock on my door because I do live in a warehouse, in the warehouse district, and people knock on my door all the time. I never turn them away without giving them something to eat or something to drink. And a lot of Gatorade during the summer, I give them Gatorade and water. Yeah. I don't give them money. I won't give them money. If they want a handout, they don't get it, but they'll get a handout, you know. And this is a great thing that the women's group has started doing. I think that's great.
Yes, I do too. You know?
And they're over at the FUU, First Unitarian Universal, but I never can remember how to say
over
the name.
Over on Fannin?
Right. So if you
right call, down the street from the Warwick.
Yeah, you can call and talk to them, and they'll, you know, tell you where to take your contributions if you want to give them something.
That's terrific.
So, okay.
Jewel is out having a little
Like,
what?
Like
she talks
snack.
About me all the time, and then when I start talking, she disappears. Okay, I can take a hint.
But we got two guys here who haven't been here in months and months and months and months and months and months. I want to hear all about what they've been doing.
Didn't I hear something like they're alive and they're together when they walked in? It has been a while. Huh?
Yeah. Come on, you guys.
What's
come on,
you guys. Over?
Come on up and stay yapping.
Okay.
Here, take a mic.
Who do we have?
Hunter and Patrick.
Speak
I
up.
Never say it in the mic.
Speak up.
Hunter and Patrick are here. I know. Patrick always stays in the background.
He just kind of mumbles.
Yeah. And Hunter is... You know, actually, you look kind... You're subdued.
I'm not on anything.
No, I didn't mean that. No, I didn't mean
not
that.
Right now.
But 2 years ago, when the two of you first started... dating. I mean, you were just like, you know, you're one of these.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of training.
This is the guy that stays in the corner and doesn't say much.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. That's how it goes.
Yeah. So what's been going on in your lives?
Nothing much. We just, in September, we celebrated our two-year, one-month anniversary. So see, gay people can do it.
Of course. Of course they can.
If they date longer than 3 months, they might as well just get married.
And, you know, there's a lot of people that didn't think the two of you would be together this long.
Yeah, we didn't even think we were going to be able to. And we just kind of defied everyone's odds. And everyone who said that I wasn't going to grow up and I wasn't going to be able to do it, I proved them wrong. And Patrick and I have been through so much, but it's all worth it for
him. That's what a relationship is. You do go through so much.
It's all worth it for him because... I mean, he's given me so many chances, and I've messed up, and he's messed up, but we've all learned from the mistakes that we've made, and what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and I look like he's my soulmate, and I'm gonna marry him one day.
If it gets legal one day.
Well, it is legal in Canada, but...
It's a long way to go.
It's a long way to go.
I would drive over there just to marry him, but...
I would, too. He is some hot number.
Cute.
Yes.
They're not even my type.
Yeah, they're male.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I can appreciate beauty. I don't have to touch it, but I can appreciate it.
Right.
Sometimes you wouldn't mind.
It was, you know, you two hadn't been together too long when you were hanging out here kind of, you know, every week, every other week, or, you know, like.
Kind of wanted to come in and share our story with everyone and tell everyone, yeah, you can be gay and.
And you can have a
and you can spend the night more than once with each other. You can there can be multiple times.
What I think is great about it is about GLBT relationships is because they are not legal, you really have to work harder to make them work.
And I mean, I don't want, like, you know, sympathy or anything, but it's actually harder to maintain a gay relationship because you have two males, and then if it's a lesbian relationship, you have two females. And
so either you have two pigs or two nest builders. Yeah.
Basically, so you just have to work at it. But
I think we've been categorized here.
Didn't mean to do it that way.
No, but it is true.
We've done what we need to do, and it's all worth it.
And that's the other thing about our relationships. We can create our own. To suit our own needs.
Exactly. Patrick's taught me a lot. I used to be Nelly Old Queen that thought clubbing was the life, and it was all about, you know, clubbing, having fun, blah, 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 blah. And then finally just realized that I want to settle down. Even though I'm young, I still want to settle down and be with him and take care of him and him take care of me and not worry about, ooh, does that guy, you know, what's up with that guy? I have the guy I want. He's perfect for me. He comes... Everything close. He takes care of me. He tells me he loves me every day, and that's all I need. So he's good to me.
That's good.
I love him.
That's good.
And then, you know.
I was never so happy to see the two of you walk in. Because, you know, in the back of my mind, it was like, gee, I wonder whatever happened to.
Those guys right there. I wonder who. Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Who are you?
You know, it's like, oh, my God.
We saw your picture in the magazine, and I was like. It's Jimmy. Let's, you know, so we decided to come say hi. Patrick, you know, is hardly ever in town. So, and I'm hardly ever in town because this is like our first major time that we have off together. And so we wanted to spend the weekend together. And tomorrow we're going to go see Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Ooh.
Something to go see.
Nice.
Oh, man. Why in the world would they remake
the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You can't possibly top the first one.
Because they have to remake it for all the younger people who never
Well, see the old one. It's on tape, for Christ's sake.
And the first one's a classic.
They have to make it more interesting.
Well, no, you can't get more interesting, because that woman screams for a solid 30 minutes. The last 30 minutes of that movie is that woman screaming constantly.
I go constantly
screaming. And she jumps out of a two-story building, crashes in the bushes, runs, you know,
and
just gets up and screams.
Doesn't break any bone.
Right. I mean, you just can't top it.
All bones intact. All bones intact. Didn't break nothing.
Nah.
I go watch the scary movies just
after being bashed in the head by this 90-year-old man and stuff.
Finally, a reason to see a movie.
By the time we leave the movie theater, Patrick's arm's like red. He's like, look what you did to my arm, honey. I'm like, no, I know.
Jim's had that same problem going to the movie with me.
Yeah. But you notice he keeps taking you. That's what counts.
See, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think he likes the closeness.
See, I don't know her, and I like her.
See, that's Judy. Hunter, Judy, yes.
I was going to say, if you got a bow and arrow, you could just go ahead and castrate the rubber.
I hadn't thought about that.
I feel so good. See? Don't aim for this head.
Yeah.
Well, I usually go for the chest or shoulder. I mean, it's just easier to miss.
Yeah.
I can go lower. I'm easy.
Judy's turning me on.
Women don't have anything down there. Just make it, you know, let him know what it feels like.
Maybe the first shot could go for the chest up to down him, and then I can join myself.
Because then when you get shot up here, it'll just swell up. And then down there, then...
Frankly, I pray to God that Judy never has to shoot anybody.
Yeah. Our intrepid photographer, who not only, you know, supports this show, but saves all of his pennies, you know, to donate to a worthy cause, which is now...
In a clean sock.
Gulf Coast Archive and Museum.
A clean sock. Did you notice
clean
that?
Clean sock. A clean one. Yes.
And he rolled them.
They are rolled.
Ooh. They are rolled.
He rolled them this
time. You were rolling.
Dang.
Pennies.
Pennies, yeah. He's rolling pennies.
Yes.
Well, that's only because
you got a roll of pennies in your pocket.
That's because the little ones run too fast.
As little as $12.50 a month, you too can be a part of KPFT.
And we want you to be.
Just make sure you put it in a clean sock.
That's yes. Right. Hit him in the head with them, and then I could do it.
713-526-5738 is that number.
That's
and
right.
There are people who will spit the pizza out of their mouth when you call.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, is it 713-JAM-KPFT?
It still is.
Oh, cool. See, 713-JAM-KPFT. Now you can remember it.
Yeah, see? Cool.
Sick of dialing 526. Now I actually can spell a word when I'm dialing.
Yeah, but you know when you get my age, you can't see those numbers as clearly as you used to. So it really throws me off when I think KPFT. And I'm trying to
get one of those phones
on my cell phone.
Get one of those phones where you can like put the picture on the number dial.
Oh yeah,
and just put Jimmy's beautiful face right there, and then you just push that button. And
that's an expensive phone. I have the cheapest. When I plug it to make a call, it says, what the hell do you want?
I can guarantee you do not have the cheapest phone.
Oh, really?
I do.
You forget. I have been with Stanley. For 25 years.
Then you have the
do
cheapest phone.
Do you still have
phone.
A rotary phone?
He has a rotary phone in his Houston apartment.
Those are back in style.
From his apartment because of his phone.
No, I can't call because you have to hit a number and it's rotary.
I'm number one.
Look there.
I think I probably have one of the prototype punch button phones.
Well, they have the new the new age rotary phones.
And it's heavy.
Mine has duct tape on it.
They handed me a secret weapon.
I am a lesbian.
Duct tape solves all your problems.
That's right.
Oh, big deal. Drag queens wear a lot of duct tape.
Yep.
Hey. Hey.
Oh.
No, not up there.
Yeah.
He's taping down something.
That's how we get that cleavage.
Wait a minute.
What?
Okay, Dean Becker is on line one.
All right, Dean.
Now... Somebody's got to push some buttons over there, Jim. Push?
Hold on, Dean. We'll get right to you.
What?
Jim?
We do.
Hello?
Yeah, it's...
Hello. All right, you're on the air, man.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How's everyone doing?
Good.
Great.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm losing my voice, but I'm hanging in there.
Are you celebrating?
Well, I guess so.
It is a win.
It is indeed.
It is a win. This thing about the Supreme Court deciding to not really say anything, not to reverse the lower court ruling that doctors may tell people about medical marijuana.
Exactly right. They left it up to the circuit court to make that decision.
which I think was the right decision.
Oh, indeed, it
is. The individual localities should be able to make that decision for themselves. And the federal government should stay out of it. I mean, is this not the administration of less government and less states' rights?
And compassion?
Right.
Really, there was an interesting debate held that evening with Andrea Barthwell of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, and she debated Rob Campia of the Marijuana Policy Project. Andrea made a couple of points I'd like to talk about.
Sure.
One, she says that the city officials of San Francisco and Oakland were totally against medical marijuana. And if you all know that that's just a big lie.
I can't imagine San Francisco being totally against marijuana.
Well, the Board of Supervisors, even the District Attorney of San Francisco, Terrence Hallinan.
Yeah, good guy.
Who was a guest on my show, for God's sake, you know, is for medical marijuana. And, you know, so there's another government lie. And then she went on to say there is no legitimate medical authority in the United States that is for medical marijuana. And then,
wow,
of course,
that is some incredible misstatement.
Yes, because the American Nurses Association, 2.6 million members, just came out for medical marijuana. You know, and then there's dozens of other organizations.
Either she's incredibly uninformed,
or she thinks we're ignorant pigs.
Yeah, that's right. We're all out there smoking that wacky weed,
and we won't catch her in anything she says.
Right.
That's what they're left with, is these blatant lies that they hope people would just accept, go along with somehow for the good of the children.
Right, and is that the ultimate bull? Good of the children.
Yes.
It's for the children. Everything is for the children. You know what? That's bull.
Well, I mean, once they turn 17, they're prison fodder.
Right.
You know, it is bull. And the whole point being that they work daily. I mean, we've talked about the recent fiasco at Johns Hopkins University, where they falsified, in my opinion, the data. They did three different studies with methamphetamine and ecstasy, and all three of them, they had the drugs mixed up, wrong results, but the evidence was used to go before Congress to pass the RAVE Act.
Well, you know, that is a very common thing with this government. Faced with facts and truth, they choose to deny, cover, and lie.
Iraq kind of brings that scenario to mind,
doesn't it? Though,
yeah, as I like to say, for 88 years we've been fighting an ever-escalating battle against people, mostly men of color, who possess chemical weapons so dangerous as to be a threat to the continuation of our society. And of course, those chemical weapons are cocaine, heroin, and marijuana.
Right.
And you know, it is the war of terror. We've been fighting this war for 88 years.
Right. And they have just taken more and more liberties in the last 10 or 15 years as far as, you know, what I was really incensed when suddenly police departments were able to confiscate property, sell it, and keep the money from drug busts.
Well, there's been...
That made it I just can't even describe it. It made it just so attractive to go out and do things like this, set people up, and to get, you know, funds for your paramilitary SWAT units.
Sure. There was an instance in California, I think it was about 2.5-3 years ago. A gentleman owned a ranch out there, you know, with many thousand acres. And they flew over, thought they saw a pot on the land, wanted to see pot on the land. They stormed their residence in the middle of the night, killing the owner, seized the property anyway, and the widow had to fight for, you know, about 2 years to get the property back. Meanwhile, she lost, you know, attorney's fees. And
who do you hold responsible for that? Well, do you hold the individual police officers who were there on the scene, or supervisors that supervised that, or the supervisor that supervised that, or the federal government who allows that?
The federal government who promulgates these lies.
Right.
The federal government who desires most that this war continue forever. The federal government that, in essence, supports their banker friends who make 80% of
and
the
profits from drugs. And the hypocrisy. Look at Rush Limbaugh sitting on his radio touting his bull and his venom and his lies and covering the fact that he's a speed freak. He's a painkiller freak.
Exactly. The thing about the OxyContin pills is that they're basically heroin except they're pure.
Right.
You know what you're getting. You know your dosage. You're not going to overdose because you know how much to take.
Right.
And the fact that Rush was able to perform daily on his radio show, the fact that he could meet and greet the wealthy, the fact that he could
pass.
He could pass. And the fact is, he was a junkie to the nth degree.
Yes.
And therefore, that once again proves the government lies.
Now, had Rush been a poor black convenience store clerk, he would have been in jail now.
Oh, immediately when the first clue was heard.
Exactly. And then they would have asked questions. But Rush Limbaugh is Rush Limbaugh. Not only is he white, not only is he wealthy, but he is one of the conservative bulldogs. And, boy, there's no question in my mind that has a lot to play with the fact that he is not in jail now and then having all the investigations.
He is certainly the buddy of all the Republican hierarchy.
Right.
He is, their best friend come election time, because so many people listen to Rush and go with what he says.
Right. Who was lying to all of us and them, too, about being, this upright American who was drug-free. And, that's another thing about drug-free America. That is no such thing. Even if they got heroin and marijuana and cocaine and opiates off the street completely, we would still be a country smothered, drowning in drugs. Drugs that, like Zoloft and Prozac, and these are legal. OxyContin, those kinds of drugs would still be out there.
And there is no doubt that they would prefer those store-bought drugs.
Of course, because that puts money in the pockets of the big rich drug companies.
Right. And, the whole point being, Arnold's another example. He had smoked marijuana throughout his weightlifting days, did
right.
it openly, publicly. And yet he went on to become a, Mr. Universe, a well-paid actor.
Right.
And now governor of California.
Right.
And marijuana did not ruin him. So once again, it proves the government lies.
Right.
They have no basis.
I wonder how he's going to deal with that in California, since that it's pretty well known that he did participate in marijuana smoking and did inhale and did enjoy it.
Yeah.
I wonder how he's going to deal with those issues in California.
Well, I'm sure that's still to be determined, but I know there will be plenty of people.
Do as I say and not as I do.
Well,
I always hate politicians are like that, but basically they're all like that.
Well, and another prime example is, we'd have to go back a year, but to Noelle Bush, the daughter of the governor of Florida.
Right.
Who was in prison for drugs, smoked crack cocaine in the treatment center.
Right.
Got caught once again, and eventually, was released as cured of her sins, I guess.
Right.
But had that been smoking crack in a treatment center, once again, we have, if we'd have gotten that first chance, we certainly wouldn't have gotten a second
or
the third.
No. You would have been in jail. And, that's the part of that irks me, is the hypocrisy. The legalized drugs are just as dangerous and just as powerful as the drugs that aren't legalized. The reason they're not legalized is because our government makes money off of keeping them not legalized. And it's not a matter of rightfully so they should be legalized. It's a matter of the government is making money keeping them illegal.
Well, I think I heard Jimmy say something earlier that pot is now legal in Canada. And,
yes.
What I'm reading today is that, once again, it is illegal. But there are judges who are now once again declaring the new law to be illegal.
Right.
So hold your breath and we'll just see.
There are countries in this planet that marijuana is legal.
It is for medical patients up there. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I'm saying for a few months.
Yes, it was legal for everyone.
It was legal for everyone, but now it's just legal for medical.
And even those people are complaining that it's not strong enough. It's not good enough. Grass, it doesn't do what it's supposed to do because they've adulterated trying to weaken it down.
Well, one of the allowances that the new law for medical patients does is make it where they can join forces, they can allow other people to grow for them, there can be remuneration for the work invested, and they can actually build giant farms under community lights in a warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So the things have improved somewhat for the medical people.
Good.
But they're One, as I say, for the recreational folks, there is a new law, but some judges are already declaring it unconstitutional. And
they'll be battling that out, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, I wanted to mention, you know, a lot of people talk about, this medical marijuana, till they just hear this and it doesn't register. This is what we're talking about. Marijuana that is used to keep people from being sick, to help them when they are sick, to lessen the pain. And I was reading some numbers here. In California alone, 20,000 people use medical marijuana. 20,000 people. That's just people who've gotten to that point now. I'm sure that easily, if this was an easier process and more receptive to a process, that there would be far more people being able to use medical marijuana. But I wanted people to understand, we're talking about people, sick people. You know, not just Joe guy off the street. You know, that may come later, but right now we're talking about medical marijuana. We're not asking to legalize marijuana at this moment. We're asking to, let's get this to the people who it will medically help.
Well, you know, there was a point made during that discussion between Dr. Barthwell and Rob Campia, and she said, well, we are determining that Marinol is pretty much a legitimate medicine. That's the synthetic version, the pill.
Mm-hmm, right.
And smoked marijuana is so 19th century, et cetera, et cetera. And then Rob Campia's response to Dr. Barthwell was, well, that's kind of like saying vitamin C is good, but orange juice is not.
Right.
And, they just have nothing left on their side. They're
nothing.
Just waiting until somebody steps up and slaps them and says, this is over.
It's just a fight, just putting up the fight for the sake of the battle.
Yes, exactly. We just need more people to write that letter. I keep saying 5 minutes. Type it up.